Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Beck, you're going to go first today.
No, I'm not.
What?
You are.
Am I?
Oh, just quickly before you do
I thought we agreed that you were going to go
first. Anyway, I just wanted to say quickly before today I learned.
Yeah.
It was something I learned yesterday.
Ooh.
We were talking about what I would call whippersnippers.
Oh, yes.
And you, me, and Talana all call it something different. So I call it a whippersnipper. What do you call it, Talana?
Weed whacker.
A weed whacker.
And in New Zealand we call it a weed eater.
So I've never heard anyone call it a weed eater. Ever.
Well, I came over here and you guys call it a whippersnipper.
Yeah.
No one calls it that in New Zealand.
It's a whippersnipper. I know
but
it
see,
is nothing
why?
Else.
But see, it's a whippersnipper, right? So it whips around.
Yeah, whips and snips.
Yeah, but what does mine do? It eats the weeds, doesn't it? Hum, 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 hum. And then your one is a...
Weed whacker.
Oh, does it? I mean, they're all correct.
Yeah, not wrong.
Whacking weeds, eating weeds and snipping them.
I've never known so many names for one...
One item?
Yeah.
I suppose you move countries and then you realise, oh man, people call that something different. It's like you got ball. No, that's wrong. Never mind.
Yeah, I want to know where that thought was going.
I was going to go tow bar, bull bar, but
no,
bull bar
is on the front of the car.
Yes,
yeah.
But I feel like there's two names for a tow bar as well. Tow bar, nah.
Nah, I got nothing.
Anyway,
okay,
happens quite a lot. Okay, today I learnt. This one blew my mind. Okay, this is over in Ohio. So since 2004, if you get done for drink driving, your number plate changes. So currently, if you're driving around, the standard number plate, it is navy blue letters and numbers with a red border at the top. But if you get done with a DUI, drink driving offence, you are issued with special yellow license plates with red characters so everyone knows that you are an offender.
Oh, I don't like that. My first straight away, do not like it.
Well, there's two reasons for this. Public shame.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, look, well, I mean, it'd make you think twice about getting behind the wheel, wouldn't it? If you knew, oh, no, for the next 2 years or however long. They don't actually mention how long you have to keep the plates for.
But here's the thing. If the thought of accidentally killing someone is not enough to stop you doing that, you think that...
Are they thinking that? I don't know if they are. But having to have that with you all the time. Now, there's two reasons. Like I said, public.
Yep.
Everyone can look at them and go, hang on, you did the wrong thing. Sort yourself out. But also, it's easier for the cops. Because if they're driving around, they can go, now I know they're a repeat offender, judging on the colour of the plate. So I'm going to go pull them up and just double check that everything's all good.
Oh, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Don't like it.
So you don't want to implement it here in Australia?
No. Because here's the thing.
Okay.
Yes, they're
probably... Tell me about the thing.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I always have a thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I have to. It's kind of my job.
Yeah, exactly. Do not be quiet.
Okay, so presumably, they might have just made a silly mistake. Underestimated, you know, how much they've eaten, how much, you know, they've drunk.
Okay, so sorry, I need to go back. The yellow bold number plate is only if it happens twice.
Okay. Maybe they've just made a silly mistake.
Twice.
Okay, haven't learned the lesson. I understand that. But here's the thing. You pay a price for that, right? You lose your license.
Mm-hmm.
You might go to jail. You might have a massive fine.
Mm-hmm.
You've done your...
You've done the crime and now you've paid with time.
Yeah, you've done it.
And money.
You know, you've paid the consequences.
Yeah.
To then keep on having to pay for that? I don't know if that's fair.
Let's say it's only a year. Mm. Let's say you stuff up, you get the number plate, get, you know, a little bit of shame on you for a year, and then you've well and truly learnt your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You never do it again. I think it's quite cool.
Okay.
0429-985-985. What are your thoughts on this one, okay? So if you get done for drink driving, and then you get slapped with a bright yellow number plate, just so everyone knows, and the cops can look out for you again, because the chances are, if you've done it a few times, you might continue.
Yeah.
Because the message is clearly not getting through to you. A few texts coming through. One here says, we have something similar. We have something called an E-plate. Now, an E-plate, explain that.
Pretty sure it's called an extraordinary license.
Okay.
Or extraordinary, depending on how you pronounce it.
Okay,
yeah. How do you pronounce it?
I go extraordinary.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Extraordinary. Nah, extraordinary.
I say extraordinary.
Because extraordinary makes it sound even more extraordinary. or extraordinary.
That's why you say extraordinary. So it means that you got permission, like you've lost your license.
Yeah.
But your income depends on you driving.
Yeah, okay. So
then you're able to drive to and from work.
And that's the whole rule thing where you can't do anything bad for 3 months and then you get your license back.
Not
is that
sure.
correct?
I don't know.
Okay. Either way,
I don't know enough about it.
There is that system. Now the one here, Marilyn says the police at least have a number plate recognition. So they know any infringement you have had just by looking at your driving.
Okay.
But see, you'd have to type in the number plate or have to scan it, right?
Yeah.
Because the idea is that you could be in a car park with 100 cars and straight away you can see the car that has the yellow
gotcha.
License plate. So it's nice and easy. And then you can take a bit more care at looking at how they're driving, I think is the idea.
Vonnie also texted through, I like the current system for drunk drivers. To get your license back, you have to pay to get a breathalyzer installed in your car. You have to blow zero to start the car. If you're caught using a different car, you go to prison.
Wow, I did not know that was the case.
That's pretty good.
That's brilliant.
I think you have to be a repeat offender.
For them to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times.
Kate also got in touch. I love the idea of the colour, of the change in colour of the number plate. I think it does bring shame on the person and would be easier for the police to put it in. I think it's a great idea. People shouldn't be making the same mistake twice.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to change tones a little bit.
Okay.
From what we've been talking about for your today, I learned.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because mine was quite lighthearted.
Oh, yours was like so lighthearted, like you couldn't get any more lighthearted.
Okay, so now to serious chat. What have you got for us?
I don't know if you would like this or find it completely boring, but there is a live webcam of the Centennial Bulb. That is the longest burning light bulb in history.
What? I never even heard of this.
It's now in its 120th year of illumination.
So where is this and why do we care?
Because this is the longest burning light bulb ever. It has not blown in 120 years.
Cool. Like, yeah, well done, light bulb.
People care about this stuff. Apparently, because there is a live webcam. You can go anytime to centennialbulb.org/cam.htm.
But what?
And you can watch it.
What's, is this the very first light bulb? Like, if it was something like that, you'd go, wow, okay, this is interesting. But if it's just a random light bulb that they've gone, hey, look, we're never going to turn this one off and this is going to last forever.
Yeah, but any light bulb will blow. You wouldn't get a light bulb from today, turn it on and leave it for 120
years. No, you wouldn't.
They don't make things how they used to, Jazeel.
Oh, you're telling me.
So this light bulb, I've got some facts about it for you. Just to make you care about this more.
Mm-hmm.
It was installed at a fire department in Horse Cart House in 1901.
So this 1901, wow.
Shortly after it moved to the main firehouse.
Ooh.
Then in 1903, it was moved to a new station. It survived a renovation of the firehouse in 1937. It was off for about a week then.
Okay.
Just to give you, it has been turned on and off. It hasn't just like...
Yeah, I am very surprised that it's still going. 1901.
Yep, so 1937 was off for about a week. Then in 19, we skip forward
okay,
to 1976. It was moved with a full police and fire truck escort.
Rubbish.
It was also hooked up to a separate power source as it was being moved. There was.
But see, that's weird because what does it matter? It was turned off for like a week anyway.
Yeah, but it's still.
How big is the move?
Well, you're really testing if it's going on and off. There was one interruption in May 2013. So moving into more modern times.
Okay.
The light source failed and it was off for about 9.5 hours. Ooh. Before anyone noticed when it was plugged back in. It shined at 60 watts for a few hours, since dimmed to its former 4 watts.
4 watts?
Yeah, that's all it is. If you want to
Why have you even got it on?
Because it's the centennial bulb, Jazeel. It's the longest burning light bulb in history.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Do you care more about this? I just learnt this and I wanted to share it with you.
It's very interesting.
Go and look at it. Centennialbulb.org.
When you looked at the actual globe, does it look nice?
Oh, yeah, it's hand-blown glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, because it's from 1901, Jazeel.
Of course.
I don't think they had mass production of light bulbs back then.
Wouldn't say so.
Get more invested, Jazeel. It's a light bulb.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from on The Drive Show. Just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.